If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Humble, here with you every Friday afternoon from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much for joining me today. Spectacular program on tap for you, and I'm just so happy to be here and that the Lord has allowed me to speak with you today. So here I am. Please feel free to call me, 718-305-7176, 718-305. 7176. Email, of course, will work also, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Please bookmark that site, by the way. All our shows can be found there. Wonderful new programming. New show coming online this week. I'll tell you about that later. Just so happy to be with you. Of course, we're on Facebook at Conservative Nation Radio, and also my show is there on Facebook, Manti Show. And find us on Twitter. We just, breaking news, just passed 5,000 follows on Twitter, I believe, if I saw that correctly from our intrepid program director. No, general manager. Sorry. God, forgive me. 5,000 on Twitter. So that's a good start. So please share us around. CNR Show. CNR Show is how you follow us there. And I appreciate everything that you do and spreading the word about myself and the rest of the network here, whether it's live or you're following us after the fact, downloading when you can, whenever you have a couple hours to listen in. So awesome that you do that. Thank you. So this is Christopher Manti here till 7 p.m. And got a lot to talk about today. And like I warned y'all out there on the social media here this afternoon, this is not going to be a happy hour. This is not going to be sunshine and light. Full of jokes. It's a sober day. It's a day to be sober and awake. That is the theme of today's program. Sober and awake. We will continue our apparently very popular exposition, our reading of the book of Revelation line by line. We've gone through five chapters the past 2 weeks. So chapter 6 will be commencing tonight. And look forward to bringing that to you, as well as the a chilling, really, take from an insider at the Department of Homeland Security. And it's definitely on the down low. It's not on your normal media site. It's not even on your some of your alternative media sites, but I do, for whatever reason, I do trust this information. So I will read that to you and you will be sobered up. You will be sobered up. Look forward to going over that. And of course, this week we had the incredible spin doctoring from our national security agency about spying on our citizens, our innocent citizens with no approval through any judiciary method. In other words, violating the Fourth Amendment. And I'll go over that in a moment, but I want to lead off with the overall theme and tone of the program, which is, again, sobriety and waking up. And the fact is that we hope for light, but behold, darkness all around us. And I don't know if you even noticed with all the stuff going on in the world that there was an event that happened in 1996 called TWA Flight 800. And as soon as it happened, I could tell the scrambling that was going on to hide the truth about what just happened. It seemed totally incredible. I mean that literally, not credible to me, that it just blew up because there was some fire or spark in some engine and that made the whole thing blow up. It was ridiculous. 90% likely it was Islamic terrorism, because 3 years before that we had the World Trade Center attack, but we were in major denial at that point. And I definitely did not help. But fact is, the official position ever since then is that it was an accident, something sparked something and blew everybody up in the plane, even though every witness who saw it said they saw something coming toward the plane, like a missile. So it came out today, or not today, but this week, as I wrote on my blog, it says TWA Flight 800, as it turns out, was not a tragic accident. And like I said, me since 1996, no duh. This is, I guess, a film that's being made from whistleblowers and people who worked for the government at the time and are now feel free to tell the truth. Why the cover-up? I'll leave that to you, but fact is, it was. Now, the lies, denials, and obfuscation about that incident is just one example of what I'm talking about, of the darkness that is overtaking our once great nation. Now, to me, and I'm sure thousands more listening, it was and continues to be a physical feeling in my flesh body when this darkness expands. When it happens, I can literally feel it encroaching on us. I'm not exaggerating, that is exactly what happens. Now, as a Christian, I know that we are engaged in a spiritual war with the powers of heaven. Read Ephesians chapter 6. And the donning of the armor of God, also in that chapter, is not an option any longer. He, the Lord, has at least partially removed our national hedge of protection. This goes back to the Harbinger message. The enemy will advance faster and faster in the coming days. Know also that the armor of God does not originate in Ephesians chapter 6, but rather in Isaiah chapter 59. That's right. Old Testament tells you about the armor of God. Isaiah 59 was written to the dispersed of Israel. In other words, the northern kingdom led by Ephraim, not the southern tribes of Judah. In other words, not the Jews, the dispersed of Israel, the ones who were taken captive by the Assyrians. Never went back to Jerusalem. They went north and west and north and west. I challenge you, go read that chapter, Isaiah 59, and see that is describing our nation's leaders today to a T. Here's the quote. Isaiah 59. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the street, and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking. And he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. That's P-R-E-Y. In other words, the hunted. And now the Lord saw, and it was displeasing in his sight that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man. And he was astonished that there was no one to intercede, no one stepping up. Then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness like a breastplate, a helmet of salvation on his head, and he put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and also the days of vengeance are coming soon. Our spiritual bodies are indeed out of shape. How desperate does God have to get to call me to help lead his army? He has done it before, getting desperate to find folks who will lead. There's nothing new under the sun. For example, the past three days alone, just this week, since Monday, we discover we don't use drones against Americans in America. Oh, yes, we do. We aren't collecting millions of innocent people's phone calls, emails, etc. Yes, we are. You have the freedom of assembly and the right to petition the government. No, you don't. It's not legal to spy on reporters who are simply exercising the freedom of the press. Yes, it is. We can't stop you from exercising your political and religious speech. Yes, we can. Yes, we can, as they love to say. Can you feel it yet? You listening. Can you feel it? The only hope we have is in the Lord Jesus himself. Himself. Don't you dare put your trust in any man in this world. Political answers are dead. Going to rallies, dead. Judiciary is dead. Don't pretend you have the courage to stand up to tyranny or even Satan himself when your life is full of retreat. Our enemy plays to win and will gladly devour you and your family. So you might as well seek him and his armor as never before. As God says, wake up and strengthen the things that remain which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed. We have work to do. I don't care how lowly or flawed you are or think you are. If you see this truth and feel it, act. Like Bonhoeffer said, not to act is to act. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? We saw another example just 2 days ago with this NSA general. I'll get into that after the break. See if you can feel it some more. This is the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio. 718-305-7176. Of course, I am on, like I said, every Friday, 5 to 7, but there are other programs on this fine network. And one of them is New Wise Conservatism tomorrow afternoon. Now, it's pretty clear. The switch is on here to conservativenationradio.org, and we just don't mean listeners. Robert Garding's new Wise Conservatism Show now comes to you on conservativenationradio.org every Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. That's tomorrow at 4. Robert has always had a big internet following, so listen tomorrow and you'll find out why. Thousands love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That's the New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. We will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities. The building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
I am indeed back with you, your humble host, Christopher Manti. Welcome to my show. 6/21/13, first day of summer. It'll be a long, hot summer, folks. I'm afraid, long and hot. Just call me up if you like, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. We are truly broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios. Please give us a visit as well, trinitymediaonline.com, Trin Media on Twitter. And rolling on through what you can feel of this darkness. We hope for light, but what do we see? What do we see? This week, General Alexander, head of the NSA, was brought before an incredibly sympathetic committee, I'm ashamed to say. Nobody challenged them. He had a carefully crafted and full of spin comment where he alleged that 50 terror attacks have been stopped because of our surveillance programs. Right? He, again, cleverly, very, I don't want to say satanically, but that's what the devil does, is he's very clever at maneuvering, spinning, mentioning some words and not others on purpose. And oftentimes it's the opposite meaning of what they're trying to say. He said things like, I'm trying to get to the exact quote, but I couldn't find a transcript here this afternoon. I'm not sure why it's so hard to get that. I watched it live and I think it was Jake Tapper of CNN had tore this comment apart about these programs, not PRISM, which was the big, well, the one that was exposed thoroughly by Mr. Snowden. But other programs as well may have contributed to stopping up to 50 events here and in a dozen other countries. What does all that mean? It means nothing. Bubkis. It means there's no proof it did anything. It means they want to continue it. They want to get as much information as possible from you. You. Not the bad Muslims. Certainly not any left-wingers that might cause trouble. No. Nope. Just you. Joe Conservative. Because you're the real problem, after all. Darkness is indeed creeping in. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? There was a rally, Tea Party, Patriots, try to get one together willy-nilly about a week beforehand. They had trouble getting permits now because the D.C. Police are now in cahoots with the administration, giving us a hard time. They won't even let us exercise our rights to assemble or petition. You need permits now to have a rally. So now you can have a press conference only. It's completely ludicrous and unconstitutional. But they don't care. Guys, the Constitution means nothing. It truly does. They are ignoring it when they can. They go against it when they can. They can pay lip service sometimes, but it's just an obstacle to them. You have to understand that. It's not revered. It's in the way. And you're in the way. So, with that in mind, let me relate to you one of the most sobering and some people would say scary things you're likely to hear. Then again, every couple of weeks it gets worse. But I read to you about 2 weeks ago, an insider from DHS revealed to a writer called Hagman, is his last name, a secret meeting in D.C. in the middle of the night, no cell phones, no witnesses, none of that. He said he would save some of this information for a couple weeks later, and he's now laid it out. Here it is. This is seeing it at several different locations, including the Hagman and Hagman Report, which is on HomelandSecurityUS.com. It's their URL. Anyway, I've got it from SHTFplan.com. You can figure out what that means. As noted in my – this is the story now, not me. This is Doug Hagman. As noted in my June 7th report entitled DHS Insider, It's About to Get Very Ugly, the additional information provided to me that was temporarily withheld from publication is now being released. The methodical and incremental release of information was and is deliberate to allow other things to play out, such as the public exposure to the name Edward Snowden and his revelations regarding just how extensive the domestic surveillance apparatus is and who the surveillance is actually targeting. Back to the hours of June 7th, 2013. This is a quote from the informant. "You've got to understand they are trying to find the likes of me," stated my source. "Pretty soon no one is going to be talking to anybody, especially in the alternative media, even about the damned weather. They won't risk it. And I'm not just talking risk to careers either. There has been a systematic method of intimidation with some known and even approved, quote unquote, media contacts, not just against them, but against their families," he emphasized. "Just give it 2 weeks at most, and it will come out that no one will talk to the media," he added. Side note, the Associated Press, 2 days ago, almost two weeks to the day after this informant said it, the Associated Press CEO confirmed their sources will not talk anymore. Just a note. Let me give you guys, this is the source again, but let me tell you some details about some things I was told too. I know this is secondhand information, but it was from someone in a position of authority to know, someone I trust, and someone who I expect to reveal to blank. Blank is an elected official that has not been revealed yet. The true extent of what has, and in some cases still is, taking place. This individual is preparing to disclose much and has obtained legal counsel. But the problem is that one misstep could be fatal in a literal sense, and this source knows that. If not fatal, there are other legal challenges, especially under a corrupt judiciary. But the time this appears in print, the disclosures will likely have already been made, just not made public. The revelation last month that the Justice Department seized 2 months of telephone records from the Associated Press last year is only a small part of the story. The public admission that the Holder Justice Department obtained only telephone records from 3 locations, something like 20 lines, and records from calls from the House Press Gallery for about 2 months. That's one of the biggest lies ever told, stated my source. The truth is that it was not limited to the Associated Press and not limited to just number identification and call duration, but it was an extensive and active wiretapping operation that included every reporter's telephone conversations, landline and cell, text messages from their personal and business cellular telephones, and other electronic devices. The primary focus is on the press gallery, where everything was monitored in real time. Not only were these communications of reporters compromised, so were the private communications of congressmen and their aides. Listen to what I am saying, he stressed. The operation was much larger than anyone can imagine. Recordings, actual voice recordings, were turned over to the Obama administration, along with transcripts of texts, other communications, and contacts. NSA assets were used, and the NSA, acting as the collection agency for their intermediate client, the DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security. Then at the highest levels of DHS, they sifted through the information collected. But the ultimate client or recipient of the information was the Obama White House. I don't know if other agencies were involved in sorting through the material, but DHS, and this was limited to the highest levels of DHS under the personal direction of Janet Napolitano, provided volumes of data directly to the Obama administration. One person inside the administration I know received the data was Valerie Jarrett. The other part of the lie is that this operation lasted only 2 months. That is a lie. It went on well into late last year, was halted shortly after the election, but then picked up again sometime in January. Something happened in January where there appeared to be another active wiretapping operation started, but this one appeared to be more focused or more limited in scope. Maybe, and I'm just guessing here based on the things I heard, maybe the Obama people had narrowed their interest based on the fruits of the previous operation. Side note from Manti, correct, they won the election. Now they can really zoom in on the enemy. All right, back to the source. Now the Holder hammer, quote unquote, is coming down on anyone who opens their mouth or previously leaked any information that could have been detrimental to Obama. I can tell you that Valerie Jarrett is working out of the White House with DHS and other agencies to coordinate their efforts with justice. At the same time, on the media side, there is a, quote, plumber's team headed out of Chicago with a long reach into the New York and Washington press correspondents. So they are not only going after those on the inside, but the journalists from the other side. The intimidation factor is huge if a media contact is outside of a small circle of, quote, vetted journalists who are completely loyal to Obama and his agenda. If you are not part of that inner circle, you are a target. It is that simple. You are seeing the formation of a state-run media and an administration that will intimidate, punish, or prosecute anyone considered unfriendly to the Obama camp from the inside and the outside. Like I said, this also involves elected officials, their staffs, and even in some cases, their families. And it is all being done under the color of authority and the pretext of national security. I'll get to the next part of the story after a break. But I hope this is shaking you up in a good way. Well, hell, shaking you up, period. Now, let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative, safe assumption. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Now, since that's the case, you don't want a supply depot to get everything you want, from books to bumper stickers to patriotic T-shirts to flags. Show them that you're the enemy. Your pipeline to all that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the best known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join. Real conservatism for real conservatives. We will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Fairy godmother?
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Welcome back, my friends. It is Chris from Anti-Show here on Conservative Nation Radio Network, 718-305-7176 is the number to call. Or if you'd like, please feel free to email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org, or bump in the chat room here. I know some people are doing that actually right now. If you're listening live, please go to the bottom of the page and you'll see a chat area. Log in, pick a name, and go for it. And it's always fresh and exciting, and always something entertaining in the chat area. So feel free to participate that way as well. And again, we'll be here at 7 p.m. like every Friday afternoon. This is Manti, your humble host, talking about shaking you up. And this article from this insider that I've been reading should be rocking your world here. And I'm going to continue reading that here so we can get to the end of it. Remember, this is all, to quote the guy, this is all being done under the color of authority and the pretext of national security. They don't have this authority. That's what they're claiming. Okay, let's continue. It was at this point that I asked my source, what were or are they looking for? Anything and everything, he responded. Obviously, it's about loyalty to the man. Damn the country, damn the law. Protect the man and the agenda, which is not just his agenda, but the people who put him in office. Like who? I asked. Who benefits? This is about dismantling the United States, nothing less. This is about foreign interests who have taken our government without a shot. Look at Syria and our economy, both issues that are expected, at least as discussed within DHS, to play out this year. Why would DHS care about Syria, number one, or our economy? And how do they know or care when it, quote unquote, plays out? That's my little insertion there. According to their source, Department of Homeland Security is planning for something to, quote, play out in Syria and our economy this year. He continues, you had it correct on both counts when you wrote about our involvement in Syria by way of weapon shipments from Benghazi to open another war. You also had it correct when you wrote about the killing of the U.S. dollar. You want to know how I know this? Because the blowback from those two issues alone, one foreign and one domestic, are what DHS is gearing up for in our, quote, homeland, he stated. Now, folks, you have to listen to this. This is a quote from this DHS source. Unless there are enough people who wake up fast enough, we will become involved in a war with Syria, in a war in Syria, with boots on the ground, facing not only Syrian troops, but Russian forces. There will be blowback here in the United States. Along with this, you will see the U.S. dollar collapse as the reserve currency of the world. And pay attention now, and social uprisings here in the United States over both. It will be DHS teamed with other federal agencies who will meet with force these uprisings. There will be chaos here, but it is expected to be different depending on where you are at. Big cities will have the most problems, and plans are being made to cordon off cities and restrict travel at the time when these uprisings start. I really don't want to use this phrase, but expect martial law to be used, quote, for the security of those affected by the turmoil. Then you will see the internet being regulated in a manner that will serve only the agenda of this administration. Either right before or during these events, so-called citizen journalists will be particularly vulnerable. Watch for a serious crackdown of bloggers, online news publications, and websites, but not in the way that will be immediately obvious. That, quote, plumbers team have coordinated their efforts with internet service providers to identify people like you and others who publish their information on websites. At first, they will cite violations of terms of service. Then they will select a few troublemakers and identify them for criminal prosecution. Others will experience hacking and other electronic attacks. During all of that, there will be the Obama team flooding the internet with misinformation and disinformation. In fact, that is already taking place. During our conversation, I started to ask about certain journalists and bloggers who died, either from natural causes or in accidents, suicides, under any other strange circumstances. My source interrupted before I could finish my question. Don't even go there. Don't bother asking me because I just don't know, he stated in a rather agitated manner. I do have my suspicions about one, maybe two, who got a bit too close to the truth and foolishly trusted certain people, but I really don't know for sure. So what will all of this look like, I asked, when it all comes down? I thought about that myself and have seen some DHS documents outlining different scenarios. Maybe not what you think, he replied. Outside of the rioting in certain urban areas, the low stocks at your local stores and rationing of gas, maybe not as dire as you imagine. My best guess is a combination of the riots of the 60s along with the gasoline rationing of the 70s, at least at first. Once people who want to save the country, those with good intentions, begin to organize, it will become incrementally worse, he stated. Like a car careening off of a cliff, but not hitting the bottom right away. It will hit jagged edges first, each time suffering more damage. Each blow will be worse than the previous. Here's the conclusion. Let me try to sum it up for you. It's getting late, and I don't mean it's getting late in the morning and late for our country. This is about centralization of power and pursuing an agenda that makes no sense or has any benefit to the United States. All of the things we are seeing are related. The IRS, Syria, Benghazi, the NSA, and just about everything you can name is about one thing only: the consolidation of power and the centralization of authority. This party did not start with Obama and might not end with him either. I interjected my surprise at this point, noting that I thought the worst, like others, that we might not even see another presidential election. He said, when did I mention anything about an election? You're not thinking big enough, he admonished. Nobody is thinking big enough, or you, if you have been thinking at all, which is why we're in this position. This is a global agenda, an agenda of the global interests, the money interests. You think for 1 second that if a person, and I don't give a damn who it is or what position they hold, becomes a liability to these interests, that they won't get rid of them? Don't you think these in power know this? Cryptically, he spoke of Obama's apparent infatuation with Abraham Lincoln and asked rhetorically whether that means anything. A country that will fall into a civil war of sorts and all of the things common to both. Does Obama know something or feel something? Is that playing into his desire for oaths only to him and not the country? Think about it. That's the quote from the source. And to end this story, as we were parting, I felt a little bit like Peter Falk, Columbo in the 70s TV series, when I asked, just one more question. And when is this all going to start? What? He turned and looked at me as if I had uttered an insult. It's already begun. You're seeing it now. If you want to know a date when our money will tank or when the war gets hot or when you won't be able to get food or gas, I can't tell you. I don't think anyone can. But remember what I said before about the metals taking a hit and something happening after that. Look at the metals market. The U.S. has very little gold. Everything you see is being manipulated, from the economy to the metals to foreign policy. I believe that most politicians know how dire things are, and most are clawing their way for a seat at the global table. But if I had to answer you, I guess I will, so you'll let me leave, I'd look for something to happen as in early July as a precursor to the more major events later in the summer or fall, maybe October. But don't try to look at dates for answers. Look at events, even the small ones. Remember, their objectives haven't changed, only their plans to adapt to the right conditions. To the unaware, it will look like everything was just one big, unfortunate coincidence. So ends the story. What do you think? How are you feeling now, folks? How are you feeling? It's going to look like one big, unfortunate coincidence. I just want to go back to one thing this source says before our break here. He says you're not thinking big enough. Nobody is thinking big enough. That is the point I want to drive home to you guys. If you think some politician or the next election means anything, you are fooling yourself. There is no turning back. No turning back. Like I led the show with, we hope for light, but behold, darkness. Told you this was like, wasn't going to be sunshine and light here today, but we definitely need this message. Now remember, I am the Christopher Manti Show, 5 to 7 every Friday, but we have our flagship show every Sunday called Soldiers of Patriotism. Please listen in. Like the true anchors that they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher bring you Soldiers of Patriotism every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. Dependable is hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. It would not be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing. Now would it? No, it would not. So don't miss our signature flagship show, Soldiers of Patriotism, this Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. That's Soldiers of Patriotism, Sunday. Check it out. And we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Indeed, welcome back. This is the Christopher Manti Show. Live from the Trinity Media Studios, indeed. Thank you for joining me so much. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Email me if you prefer, christopher@conservativenationradio.org, or join the chat room and let us know what you think. Of course, go to conservativenationradio.org and check out all our programs, archives, all the way back, months and months. And follow what we're doing. I have a form on there, for example, if you want to be a guest or you know someone who would make a good guest on the program, I'd be happy to take that under advisement. So please feel free to do that. And we will roll on here as I don't know if I'm a citizen journalist who should be nervous, but come what may, come what may. Conservative Nation Radio Network, thanks for tuning in. Almost 550 already here on the East Coast of the United States, 21st of June, 2013. And I sure appreciate you joining me. And listening about what's happening to our world and to our nation. And, I mean, it's pretty scary stuff, but it's not illogical. It makes sense. They have a goal. The United States cannot be in control of this world, and that's the bottom line. They have to change it. And laws be damned, as I just read. And matter of fact, I think I have a secret recording of Barack Obama's cabinet meeting here just yesterday. Let's take a listen.
My lord, is that legal?
I will make it legal.
You think? I don't know. You think that was legit? I'm not sure. I got to check my source on that. But that's basically what's happening. That is basically what's happening. Executive orders going around Congress, going around the Constitution. Doesn't matter. It does not matter. They don't care. They won. They won. There's nothing that will happen in 2014 that will change Bubkus. Nothing. They're going to do a lot of damage in the next 3 years, 3.5 years. Where will we be at that point? I don't even know. But Syria, like I mentioned last week, is an important part of this. And like this article that I just read also confirms, that's in the Bible, guys. It's incredibly important. It's basically the next prophecy to happen in this world. It starts the chain of events. Damascus is destroyed. It doesn't say by who. Perhaps curiously, does not say by who, but is uninhabitable, a ruinous heap, as the King James puts it, a heap of ruin. And that's happening. I mean, they're fighting there now. It's not like something impossible. We're talking about Russians are there. Now we're going to be there. It's just inexorably moving toward that point. The kicker of it is when Damascus falls, the word of God tells us that is when Ephraim, if you know who that is, you will get it. Their power will wane. They will wax thin. That's right. This is when Ephraim goes down, collapses, becomes weak. Ephraim is not the nation of Israel. It is not the country in the Middle East. So we better wake up. Like, I on the chat room here, I agree with you dudes. Right? Turn on the TV. Although I will keep my beer. Thank you very much. I happen to have some right here. We're going to need it to keep from going crazy, I think. But in any event, it's real. And God ordained it. Okay. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be fun. But it is going to happen. So just be aware and learn all you can and prepare physically, spiritually, financially, every possible way, because it's coming. And I believe I've covered everything I wanted to up to this point, so we can get into some Bible study here. DHS, yes, insider warning, hope for light, behold darkness, yes sir, we are good to go. Book of Revelation is, I've been doing this the past 2 weeks, gotten through the first five chapters, going line by line, precept upon precept, no predetermined outcome, no denominational spin, no skipping over uncomfortable verses, right to the meat. So I hope you'll join me on this journey. I will start it now. We'll continue after the break. And I hope you enjoy it. Let's go to church.
The book of Revelation, the unveiling of Jesus Christ to his servant John, the island of Patmos 2,000 years ago. The subject of the book couldn't be simpler. The Lord's Day. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day when he saw these things. So keep that in mind as we read. Chapter 6, Book of Revelation. We ask a word of wisdom from our Father reading this. Revelation chapter 6. We just covered the fact that there's a Lamb in heaven who can open a scroll with seven seals that were sealed within and without, the front and the back. I told you to pay attention to that last week. Why was it mentioned in such a way? Why didn't it just have seals on it and that's that? Why was it written on both sides? Because when you open the seal, it might not be over the first words that are read. Catch my drift? You say, well, that's out there. That's out there, Christopher. What are you talking about? All right. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Then I saw the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard, what? Wait a minute. Back up. I saw the Lamb broke one of the seven seals. Not the first seal, one of the seven. The word first would be very easy to put there. God is doing this on purpose to show you the order of events. He would have said first if this was the first. It's not. One of the seals, even though this is first in the chapter, it is not the first to happen when it happens. Okay. The Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice, as with a voice of thunder, come. I looked, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. There are some churches, Christians, that believe this is referring to Yeshua, Jesus. False. False. This is the false Christ. The word bow is a clue. It is the word toxon. This is not a powerful weapon. This is a cheap imitation. And that's what Satan is. He's a cheap imitation Christ. But he comes first. No rapture, nothing else. He goes out conquering and to conquer a crown. Okay. He's like a king or something, right? All right, let's continue. Chapter 6, verse 3. And when he broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. And another, a red horse, went out, and to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men would slay one another, and a great sword was given to him. Let's do one more before the break. And when he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. I looked, beheld a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. and I heard something like the voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine." Short version of that is inflation. This is a day's wages for a bushel of wheat or barley. It is very inexpensive items. Now all of a sudden takes you a whole day's pay to buy. Marinate on that, if you will. We will continue the Book of Revelation, Christopher Manti Show, after the break. Now 6 o'clock in the p.m. here on Conservative Nation Radio Network. Please stand by for a short series of messages, and we'll be right back.
America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
And what about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm... I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for rejoining us. This is Christopher Manti Show. I am he, your humble host. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. 718-305-7176 is our phone number here. I'm with you till 7 p.m. And we will resist till the end. I thank you for doing that with me here on Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. CNR Show is our Twitter handle. Please follow us. Myself, I have a Facebook page at Manti Show, and the network has a Facebook page at Conservative Nation Radio. If you're interested in me and what I'm doing in this program, ChristopherManti.com will be the place to go. It talks about me, my business, Trinity Media, this show, of course, my blog, my church, and assorted other things. So feel free to keep up with me there. That would be awesome. And again, this is the Manti Show here for one more hour. And I'll let you have your Friday night back. Hopefully try to enjoy it. Maybe forget about this stuff in the world for a little bit. But don't fall asleep again. Right? It's like Nightmare on Elm Street or something. Don't fall asleep. Bad, bad results. So let us continue. We were in the book of Revelation. Again, jump in the chat room here if you're listening live here on Blog Talk Radio. Go to the bottom of the page and log in. You participate in a little convo going on right now. That's awesome. I would encourage that. Even if you don't want to talk to me, that is no problem. Just jump in there and put your thoughts out. Good discussion now on why would God care? I would just say he always cares about the individual. He has plans for nations, and he's used our nation to great effect, but when it's over, it's over. And when you're under judgment, that's it. So we're in the midst of that right now. But as individuals, we always have his arm outstretched for us. We always can be saved. Even though the worst things are happening in the world, if he's not angry at you, you won't be hurt. Nothing to worry about. Even if you have to die here as a martyr, a true martyr, not the Islamic version where you blow people up and take your own life, or you're actually killed for Christ, for not abandoning him, not disavowing him. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. So let us continue here. We are reading about the proverbial four horsemen. If you've heard that expression, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, well, that means, apocalypse means revelation. It means the four horsemen in chapter 6 of the book of Revelation. And that's where we're at. We saw the first, one of the seven is the white horse, the false Christ. The second is a red horse of war. The third horse, a black horse of famine. And I guess you would say economic woe. It talks about the price of wheat and barley and wine and oil. Some things are safe and some things are not. Basically about, imagine hyperinflation for, I don't know, gas, groceries, okay? Chapter 6, verse 7, as we read about the fourth horseman. And the Lamb broke the fourth seal. I heard the voice of the fourth creature saying, come. And I looked, and behold, an ashen horse. And he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and famine and pestilence by the wild beasts of the earth. This verse is chock full of references to the Old Testament. Hades, some versions of the Bible say hell in that for that word. It refers to the place where the souls of the unsaved are.
Authority was given to them, that's Hades and death, over a fourth part of the earth. Now, this is spiritual, right? To kill with the sword and famine and pestilence. Pestilence. This is disease. Wild beasts of the earth. The beasts are actually mentioned in the book of Jeremiah. Oh, by the way, and they all come against Jerusalem. Hint, hint. That's where the first horse, the horseman in white, arrives, Jerusalem. Don't be fooled by that. Always remember, he comes to Jerusalem. These four horsemen are not unique to Revelation. Just like I was mentioning earlier in the show about the armor of God, people automatically go to the book of Ephesians. Yes, there's the armor of God. It tells you the breastplate, the helmet, the sword, the shield, all that. Well, some of that is directly from the book of Isaiah, when God is described as having his armor on, and those things are in it. So what about these, I don't know, black horses and red horses and all that? Has that happened before? Why, yes, that would be Zechariah chapter 6. Zechariah, isn't that the Old Testament Manti? Why, yes, it is. So let's go there. Zechariah chapter 6. This is not Revelation now. This is flip back in the book. Now, I lifted up my eyes. This is Zechariah the prophet talking. And again, I behold and looked four chariots that were coming forth from between two mountains. And the mountains were bronze mountains. We'll get to that another time. And the first chariot were red horses. The second, black horses. Now, this is a different order than the seals in chapter 6, isn't it? But yet the same characters. First chariot were red horses, but the second were black horses. The third, white horses. And the fourth, this here strong, dappled, okay, that's the same as ashen or grizzled, sickly, right? Spotted, okay? Anyways, check out Zechariah chapter 6. Just a quick aside before we leave here. One, which the black horses are going forth to the north country. The north country is Babylon, also in Revelation, coming up shortly. And the white ones go forth after them. Babylon, confusion. Babylon means confusion. The dappled ones go forth to the south country. How do you know the north country is Babylon? Again, Bible answers itself. That's back in Jeremiah. Okay, so they're going out throughout the earth. These are seals. What is something that is sealed? It means it's previously hidden. So when a seal is opened, it means it's being revealed. I personally believe the seals that we are looking at are just telling you about the information beforehand. These are the things that Jesus told us about in Matthew 24, for example. We'll see when the chapter is over. I'll align them for you. These are the things he told us before to seal your mind. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. The testimony is all of it, including the future. There's something that we're going to be reading shortly in these chapters called the seal of God in the forehead. The seven seals equate to the seal of God. Either you have the seal of God or the mark of the beast. It's one or the other. There is no middle ground. There is no third option. There is no refusing. You either have one or the other. Either you know what's coming or you get taken by surprise and you're taken by the beast. It is all about what you believe when the false one comes to rescue us from this world of war and this collapsing economy and this pestilence. Let me tell you about TradAM, a traditional American movement, before we continue here on this reading of God's Word. The leftist media would love conservatives to think that we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness and not organized. But do not be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives, outnumber the left 2-1, according to numerous polls. So if you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without these turf wars. End the wars between us, because we need each other. So go there and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there very soon. TradAM, as always, is a liberal free website, and we'll be back right after this.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higg and Resch sent you. thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, my friends. Welcome back. This is Mr. Manti's radio program. I am your humble host, Manti, here till 7 p.m. every Friday night, 5 to 7. Actually, pretty much daytime now. First day of summer, sun will be up till almost 9, I think, tonight. And that's pretty cool. Only once a year for that. And call me if you like, 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. You want to communicate that way, or the chat room here, like I have said. So we are plowing through the book of Revelation, chapter 6. We heard about the four horsemen and about how they're in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, and about how they're not in the order necessarily. We've seen that more than once now. What is that about? Well, I'll tell you in the next chapter or two. And there's definitely a reason for it. So I hope you are following along and taking notes and getting into it yourself and studying for yourself, because you can't lay this on your preacher or priest or society or anything else when you're facing God. It's on you and you alone. You can't blame anybody else. He's going to ask you, what did you do? I wrote it all there for you. Did you even bother? To study? Study to show yourself approved? He said that exact phrase to you. So, I hope this is helping you in some small measure. We've gone through the first four seals, the horsemen, the four horsemen. Oh, the four horsemen. Well, now you know where it came from, okay? Let's continue with chapter 6, verse 9. We are at the fifth seal now. This is a little different. When the lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar, this is the altar of God, the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained. This is the martyrs, like I mentioned before the break. Maybe you'll be among them. I don't know. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth? I hope you can appreciate that. The martyrs, the ones who were killed for Christ, want this thing over with. God is so patient and long-suffering that he's letting evil just run crazy on the earth to get those last few saved and sealed. Verse 11, and there was given to each of them a white robe. Remember, these are the ones who are already dead. Nobody's been raptured and gets a robe. The martyrs, the ones who were killed for the word of God and their testimony. Testimony means speaking it with your mouth, not keeping it inside. Witnessing to the world. They were given the white robes. And were told that they should rest for a little while longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also. That means there are some more martyrs to come. After the seals are opened, it's not done yet. It's not done yet. Trumpets have to sound. And that is when the last martyrs will die. Then God will avenge them. Chapter 6, verse 12. And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. And the sun had become black as sackcloth made of hair. That's black. And the whole moon became like blood. Now, this is interesting. The moon becoming blood usually happens on a lunar eclipse, becoming red. And the sun becoming black is a solar eclipse. And a great earthquake. Great earthquake. And the stars, verse 13, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as a fig tree casts its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. It should start your synapses firing away again. The fig tree, the unripe figs. Huh. Where have we heard this before? Jesus, Yeshua, himself talked about the fig tree being the final generation. The unripe figs, the bad figs, are talked about in the book of Jeremiah. They are the false Jews. We alluded to them in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Jews who say they are but are not. They are liars. They're pretending to be of Judah, the southern tribes. they are lying. Those are the bad figs. Point is, we're using imagery here to get your mind in order, get you thinking the right way. The stars of the sky fell to the earth. First of all, if an actual star fell to the earth would be destroyed, right? Even the smallest star in the universe, that would be the end of that. This is not a star that you see twinkling in the sky. The stars of heaven are talked about in many different places in the Bible. These are the angels. What angels are cast to the earth, fell to the earth, angels? Point A hasn't happened yet. I don't believe anyone who says the fallen angels are already cast down to the earth. Not true. They're in heaven. So they have to be cast out. You'll see later in Revelation 12, this is exactly what happens. Satan and his angels are cast out of heaven and come to the earth. Come to the earth. The locusts and their king. Be that as it may, I'll leave that with you. Verse 14. And the sky was split apart like a scroll when it is rolled up. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Whoa. This is interesting. Personal opinion, this is talking about dimensions. When heaven joins the earth and the veil between them is removed, that's going to be something to see. Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders and the rich and the strong and every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains, to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. And who is able to stand? This is very important. You are on the earth, the church, everyone else, everyone. Kings, great men, commanders, rich, strong, slave, free. Anyone who's not doing God's will here, who's being bad, wants to hide in the caves of the mountains, they haven't. Nobody's gone anywhere. The wrath of God is coming. And only those with the seal of God will be protected. God doesn't have to rapture you anywhere to take care of that. This is what the seals are all about. He wouldn't give you the seals if you didn't need to learn them. That's the purpose. There's no purpose if you're going to be gone. And there's no purpose in after these things have started to warn us about it. These are for people to learn it before they begin. Before they begin. There is no point otherwise. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what the Spirit is saying? What is the point of sealing someone if they're going to be gone, A, or B, if it's already begun and they're trying to figure out what happened? Sealing's over. This stuff has already happened. Warning time is done. It's happening. It's on. It hit the fan. The stars of heaven, the angels themselves are falling to the earth. The war, pestilence, famine, false Christ. Sky is splitting apart like a scroll. This stuff is on like Donkey Kong, folks. It's too late. You can't be sealed at that point. You can't be. It's all in the past. What's the point of writing Revelation chapter 6 if you already have passed that point? So it's not for those who have passed the point, and it's not for those who don't need it because they'll be gone in heaven. It's for you. You, the church, you're not going anywhere. Let's talk about LifeLock, speaking of security and being safe. ConservativeNationRadio.org is very proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service available, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques, not like the NSA, because they want to protect you, and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock, just go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner, and we will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome back to the Christopher Manti Radio Program, 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 is the phone number to call if you'd like to speak with me, your humble host. Hopefully I've educated, enlightened, informed, entertained, and all that stuff, or at least kept you awake or distracted from the world. That is my bevy of goals. So thank you for listening, Conservative Nation Radio Network. We have shows every day of the week, so please tune in this weekend. Good friend Robert Garding has a spectacular program of his own tomorrow at 4, and he's actually visiting the chat room right now. So if you're listening live, feel free to scroll down on the Blog Talk Radio page and find a chat room. It's available to you free of charge, because I'm good like that. Trinity Media will be happy to provide that service to you. Please feel free to use it. And tune in, like I said, this weekend to Robert's show, New Wise, Conservatism, tomorrow at 4. And, of course, Sunday at 4, our flagship broadcast, Soldiers of Patriotism. So tune into that. And I want to get through here. We are at the end of Revelation chapter 6. And so let's, first of all, let's get into the right mood and go back in time. Okay, that's what this is all about, getting it done before it happens, getting sealed before that. So we have a seal with seven seals. They've all been opened now. Well, no, they haven't. Six have been opened, and the wrath of the Lamb is here. Now, again, you might want to take note of this. This is not your kinder, gentler Jesus. When it says wrath of the Lamb, this is how he returns. Okay? Not a nice rapture, not in a nice world peace moment. That's the other guy. Our Lord does not come back in that way. He is pissed. Okay? May I say? He is not happy. It's time for a little wrath on this world. And no one will be able to stand unless you have the seal of God. And he will take you out of that situation when he returns and meet up in Jerusalem. Now, this chapter 7, I'm going to get through this here and send the program off on that note. This is incredibly important. We talked about the seals being opened. We talked about it. You needing it beforehand. We're talking about what's the purpose of doing it after the fact. Or if you're not here, to, you know, if the church is gone, what's the point of all this? Chapter 7, verse 1. After this, after you saw the first six seals open, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. Verse 2, and I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. Perk up, please. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads. Let's let that sink in. The seal of the living God, who this angel from the sun, he's a big dude, and he can order around these four angels who it is granted to hurt the earth. He's telling them what to do. Do not harm the earth or sea or trees until we have sealed the bond servants of our God in their foreheads. What's in your forehead? Your brain, your mind. The seal of God on your forehead is getting the prophecy in it before it happens. Knowing what is coming up. That is what the seals are all about. This is the stage we're at right this second in history. Right now, June 21st, 2013, the sealing is being completed. How much longer? I don't know. Could it be 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, a month? I really don't know. But time is running out. That is the point of all this. There will come a time when these four angels will be released. That means the time of sealing is finished. And if you're not sealed when it starts, you are in trouble. Not just with the world. You're in trouble with God himself. You do not want to be there, Jack. You do not want to be there. Okay, so this is interesting. If you're a Bible student, again, this should bring your mind back. Once again, I keep saying this every verse or every couple of verses, back to the Old Testament, back to the Old Testament, back to the Old Testament. That's the point of the book of Revelation. It's revealing the whole Bible, all the secrets from all the previous books. Not hard to understand. So let's go back. What can this be talking about? We've talked about tonight what? Zechariah, Jeremiah, the Gospels, right? Now let's go back to the book of Daniel, shall we? This is talking about the four winds of the earth. Interesting. We're using the NASB Bible, by the way. You can use King James or NIV or whatever else you want. Study for yourself. What about these four angels and these four winds that are being held back? By the way, Zechariah talks about this also. Flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have dispersed you as the four winds of heaven. Just keep that in mind. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel, the great prophet, you know him at least from being in the lion's den, right? King Nebuchadnezzar threw him in the lion's den, and nothing happened to Daniel. This is a lesson for you, for all those who think they're going to be raptured out of here. Daniel was in the den of lions who were hungry and nothing happened to him. Just like Daniel's friends, his three friends, were thrown in the fire itself, literally in a furnace, heated seven times hotter than normal by King Neb. They were not harmed. That is the point. You can be on earth in the midst of all this tribulation. And that's what this is, the beginning of the tribulation. You will be here and you will be okay because you have work to do. You have to testify if you're sealed. Okay, let's get back to this. We just read about Revelation 7. Now we're going to Daniel 7. Revelation 7, Daniel 7. Revelation 7, Daniel 7. Revelation 7 told us about the four winds of the earth being held back from blowing over the sea or the earth. Daniel 7, chapter 7, verse 2. Daniel said, I was looking in my vision by night. He's having a vision of the future. And behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. That means they're blowing. Revelation 7, they're not blowing yet. They are being withheld. They are ready to go. They're ready to go, guys. Rock and roll time. They are standing backstage at the barrier just waiting to bust out and start this. Time for vengeance. Time to hurt the earth. Go time. But God says, no, you wait. You are held back until we finish the sealing. And you will get into Daniel chapter 7 more because it tells you what four things are released when the winds blow. We're not there yet. Now it's going to tell you who is sealed. This confuses a lot of folks, but it's really, really easy. Don't overthink this. Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the bond servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. That's all 12 tribes, not just the Jews. It starts off with them from the tribe of Judah. 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. Joseph, you know who the sons of Joseph were, who represented him in the tribes? Manasseh, but they are named already. Ephraim, talked about him earlier, right? Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. That's 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. 144,000. Okay? After these things I looked, behold, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, all tribes, peoples, and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes. And palm branches were in their hands. Let's get back to this after the break, but we saw 144,000, then a multitude that no one could count. Interesting, right? We'll be back right after this.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong, the lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Welcome back. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the final segment of Christopher Manti's show. I am he, your humble host, for another week, almost complete. And I do want to complete this chapter of Revelation here, so if you'll bear with me, we'll just finish this up and close out the program. And be back next week. Do it all over again. All right, let's do this. Revelation chapter 7. We just found out all the 12 tribes are enumerated. Again, God doesn't waste words or mince words. It's for a reason that you're told each of the 12. That they're not all in one big blob. That the point is, God still knows who belongs to what tribe today. And only two of the tribes are Jewish. That's Judah and Benjamin. And some Levi. Some of Levi went back. This is all written in the Old Testament, guys. Did you know the Israel and the Jews had a war against each other? Did you know that? They haven't been together since the time of David, folks. And the 10 tribes of the north got taken far, far, far away from the Middle East, and they have never returned. They have settled their own lands. They've created superpowers. I'll leave it at that. And verse 9, remember, says, now we've just gone through all the 144,000. Oh, there's only 144,000 people saved. That's not what it says. I know there's other denominations creeping up here. Nope. Not what it says. First of all, nothing to do with saved. This is sealed before the tribulation starts. Number two, so they're all alive at the same time on the earth, right? Nobody's dying here. Number two, beyond the tribes of Israel, who are numbered with 144,000, there is a great multitude which no one could count, who are also sealed from every nation and all tribes, peoples, and tongues. These are at every race. This is Christianity worldwide, not a respecter of persons, is our God. They are not numbered. Several hundred thousand more, who knows? But a great, great multitude, so a lot. Standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands, and they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels who were standing around the throne and around the elders and around the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the thrones and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing, glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be to our God forever and ever." Then listen to this. All of a sudden, John, who's been observing this and just recording what he sees and hears, now all of a sudden gets in on the conversation. Verse 13 says, "Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, 'These who are clothed in white robes, who are they? And where have they come from?'" Say what? This is what John is saying. Verse 14 says, "I said to him, 'My Lord, you know.'" In other words, what are you asking me for? You know the answer. I don't. I'm just here looking. I'm here recording. I don't know what the heck's going on. These are one of the elders. These are one of the 24 around the throne. Now, put your mind, wrap your mind around that. If these happen to be the 12 apostles or the 12 patriarchs, we'll move on. He's like, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These," he does know, "these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation." Come out of the great tribulation. "They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Wait a minute. Come out of the great tribulation. That means they were in the great tribulation. The church is in the great tribulation. Every people, tongue, nation, and tribe, every follower of Jesus Christ who's alive at the time this stuff starts, remains to the end. "For this reason," verse 15, "they are before the throne of God, for they serve him day and night in his temple." By the way, who gets the white robes? We talked about this already in the last chapter. The martyrs get the white robes. "For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them as protection." They get to hang out with him. "And they will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." So ends chapter 7. This is at the very end, after the great tribulation. When it's all said and done, God will wipe the tears from their eyes. What a great moment that's going to be. But it hasn't come yet, and it won't. These winds will be released. And in the next chapter, as we continue this next week on the program, we're going to talk about what happens when the seventh seal is finally opened and those four angels are released. Can't wait to bring that to you, Revelation 8, next week. So we covered 6 and 7 today. Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Thank you for bearing with me on this Friday afternoon. The end of the show. Another show come to a close, and I thank you for being with me either live or after the fact, downloaded, podcast, what have you. Sincerely appreciate it. I hope God has spoken to you a little bit here. The Lord is the only way out of this. What's coming? We hope for light, but we behold darkness. Darkness is not just creeping, it's pouring over our land and our world. And it will not stop. Many bad things will happen, but many good things. The best, it will end when Yeshua returns and establishes his kingdom on earth for 1,000 years. But many things have to happen before that. One of the first things is Syria. Damascus being destroyed, that heralds the end of Ephraim, the United States. It's in the Bible. It's already written. Iran is in there. What happens with them and what they do and who stops them finally. And a one world system. And that white rider, the false Christ, Satan himself, will have to come to rescue this world. Rescue, they think. Bringing his mark. So we got to pray like never before. I almost forgot here. Today is the first day. The next 2 weeks is what is being called the Fortnight of Freedom. It's being put together by the Catholic Church. And basically, it's a lot of prayer warrior stuff going on. We have to pray like never before, united as a church, Catholic, Protestant, non-denominational, what have you, Messianic, everybody. We're on the same team. Get right with God. Study his word. Get right with each other. Pray like crazy. Reach out. Organize. Prepare. 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 Do you have enough oil in your lamp to last through the night? Darkness is coming. It's here. Don't chicken out. Don't avoid controversy. Don't take the easy way. Don't shut yourself at home and think that's good enough. We need to put ourselves out there. Be the leader he's calling you to be. Thank you, folks. Remember to make your choice today who you will serve and be the light in this ever-darkening world. See you next week.
Good night.